Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Personality Types, Shir number 4. And we are in the middle of talking about the second combination of letters, which is N, which stands for intuitive, and S, which is sensing. And we explained that S's are very down-to-earth in the real world, in the concrete world, while N's are more intuitive, and they're more in tune with ideas and concepts. So here's an example of a mother talking. A mother that's an N, that's an intuitive. And she says as follows. She says, my oldest daughter is a strong S, which means a sensing type. She can walk into a kitchen and clean up in 5 minutes, whereas it may take me an hour. She's more adept at baking and sewing and organizing. Now, I'm a strong N, which is an intuitive type. It's far more difficult for me to bring myself down into the physical world. I know intellectually that things have to be shined and cleaned and organized and folded and ironed. And I do it because it's necessary for a calm environment. But it's an effort to get myself down into the physical reality and do it. And I get very bored after a short time. So I just want to stop over here for a moment. You see from here that very often when you see, let's say, a mother or a wife that seems like she's not getting it together in the organization part, it could have absolutely zero to do with being lazy or self-centered or not mobile or whatever it is. A lot is simply their tchunas hanefesh. They get bored after a short period of time doing this. This is not where they get the stimulation. Understanding this and being compassionate about it helps a great deal. So, for example, this intuitive would say, I spend 5 or 10 minutes making a meal, whereas my S daughter will make a whole gourmet spread. And she wants me, my daughter wants me, to be more attentive to the S, the sensing physical details, like fancy foods and nicer dress. I try to please her, but these things just don't interest me all that much. I do have enough of that S, that sensing side, to enjoy nature and sports with her, but my deepest satisfaction comes from sharing ideas and feelings with others, and teaching and learning. And that's not to say that N's, by the way, intuitives, are completely incompetent in the physical world. That's not true. Intuitives, N's, can be artists and doctors and dentists and craftsmen, but they're different than the S artists, dentists, and craftsmen. They're different. The N, the intuitive, will use their bodies and instruments to reach a certain level of inspiration and elevation by expressing that it that way. So that's very important. Now, N's, intuitives, often engage in S activities in order to ground themselves, to provide balance and relief from their abstract endeavors. One may find N teachers and scholars and scientists and psychologists, they need to calm their brain down and get down into the physical world, and they'll start working on a garden on weekends or fixing things around the house or cooking or taking exercise class or something like that, because they need sometimes that grounding in the concrete world. Now, there are S's that are sensing. They could be also very imaginative and very creative. But their imagination and their creativity is based more geared towards tangible things. You know, sensing realities like fabrics and tools and food and building materials, substance. So, and basically what I'm going to explain now, going more into Yiddishkeit aspects of it. If you are a S person that's in learning Torah, a sensing person that's learning Torah, you may be more geared towards halacha, towards svarim like the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berura, the clear-cut halacha, or gemaras that talk about halacha l'maisa, aspects of it, very practical maisa, and practical chumash lessons and things like that. That's an S type of learning. An N type of learning, an intuitive type of learning, may be more geared towards, let's say, svarim agadita, and Sifrei Maral and Musar and Hasidus and Kabbalah and those type of things, or philosophy like the Rishonim, the Ikrim, and the, it's a different sort of a pull that each one gears towards. Again, we can't go come to toenails to any type of tzaddik and erlich yitz. I'm just giving examples just for illustration purposes. The Rapam was a tremendous tzaddik that was geared a lot. He knew Hashkafa and Marals and he was very deep in many, many ways. But his gearing in Chinuch and the way he portrayed things to us was very much in the down-to-earth, concrete world. An S-type of tzaddik. Into halacha l'maisa, into bein adon l'chaveres, into what's going on in the real, tangible world. And in a very, very, bringing it very much down. Older Rapam himself was a very deep thinker too, and had tremendous insights, deep insights on many, many things. But Bechitzainius, from what we perceive to him, would be more like the S type of mode. The Shkiach Rav Wolfson, Zalgazon Zayin, is more geared towards Sifri Hasidus and Marals and abstract things, although he too has that S. They're both tzaddikim who are able to integrate everything. I'm just giving an example, though, of why certain times where even your netiyah of mashali by chafetz, what you desire to learn in Torah, is a lot connected to your personality type. If you're an S, you'll be very much interested in, for example, if they have a demonstration in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah about how the moon works and the sun and the eclipses and all those things in a very visual, concrete way. An S would be interested in that. An NT, meaning if you're a T, you're like that theoretical stuff, you may be interested in it if you're a T. But others will be less interested in things like that. So that's just an interesting understanding of difference, even in Tchunas HaNefesh, pertaining to what you have a Cheshik to learn. Here's an example. Someone is a husband, and he's an N, an intuitive, and his wife is an S, which is a sensing. And he says that my S wife is always telling me to keep my shoe shine and my hat brushed. I don't know why, but I just simply don't see what she sees. I look at my shoes and don't even see that they need shining. It doesn't occur to me until she has to point it out. Now, this actually resonates with me because I'm an S. My wife is an S. And I see this is kachava. This is true. Very often, I simply don't see or don't realize certain things that need to be, you know, adjusted. A tie needs to be moved this way, that way. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't recognize it. So this is often a husband-wife difference in Shalom Bayis that sometimes comes about. Here's another example. If a wife is an N, an intuitive, and the husband is an S, and here's an example of something, friction that could come about. My S husband comes into the kitchen after I've cleaned and tells me it's still a mess. And I have to point out things. He has to point out things to me that still need to be done. And it's not that I don't want to see them, but it took me a long time to realize that I'm not deliberately avoiding certain jobs. I just don't see what he sees. And it's so important to know this. It's a different perspective. You say, how could you not see this? But they simply don't. And that's very important to know and to realize. In childhood, sometimes an N child, an intuitive child, may be difficult to handle because they have a strong sense of being their own person. And adults often would get angry at that. You know, if they see a faraway look in the eyes of a child, the adult may yell at them to pay more attention. In the meantime, they're just thinking in creative ways within them. And if you understand this personality type, you'll be more compassionate towards that. In children, they differ very. You could tell the difference between the S and N in children. S children are quicker to grasp information. They that require physical coordination. They're better at generally dancing and athletics and music. Well, the Ns can be good at music too, actually. But Ns are more awkward and clumsy when dealing with artistic or mechanical things. It'll take an S an easier time to learn, let's say, dancing steps and moves than Ns can. It just takes longer for Ns. And this connection, this difference between N and S is sometimes challenging because N's intuitives have this extrasensory dimension that's difficult for non-N's to grasp. An N can understand in a sensing world, but an S, it's very difficult to understand the intuitive world. And it could be an issue in marriage, you know, and it's very important if an N marries an S, you know, an N has this, especially an NF, which we're going to talk about later, with a feeling connected to it, they feel they want a deep level of intimacy and they feel a lack. And really, it's not true. There is a deep intimacy there. But if the other person is an S, is very down to earth and is more in the real world, quote unquote, and more practical and more grounded, you may feel less connected when in reality, that's not the case. But knowing this helps a lot. In ENDS, intuitives, there's two real main functionalities of ENDS that are important to distinguish the difference with. There's one called NT, T means thinking, which we're going to get to in an upcoming share, which means they use, T means thinking, they use more complex ideas. These are people, NTs are usually involved in physics and philosophy and psychology and science in a very impersonal way, in a very cold, calculated way, a scientific way. That's with the T, the NT. Then there's NF. F means feeling. They're more personable. They're more like coaches and therapists and warm and personable. So let's review quickly, again, the S and N concepts. When you're an S, you think and liking the established way of doing things. You're aware of your external environment very much. You reach conclusions in a step-by-step procedure. You like and you're patient with routine details and with precision work, and you're good at observing actualities and sensory objects. You may be unaware of inner meanings and deeper feelings and unseen needs, and you may be bored and uncomfortable with the deeper discussions of things. If you're an N and you're an intuitive, then you crave inspiration and you're hopeful at the expense of being realistic, and you're inventive, you're innovative. You reach conclusions with certain enthusiasm, and then you have periods in between where you're not so enthusiastic and you enjoy very deep discussions. So at the end of this share, I just want to really recap now the two sets of letters we talked about in the last two shiurim prior to this. Extroversion and introversion, I and E. Again, extroverts, their needs for sociability, to be tuned with people. Extroverts experience loneliness when they are not in contact with people. When an extreme extrovert leaves party at 2 o'clock in the morning, they're ready to go to another one even. Introvert is different. They desire space. They desire private places in their mind. And they draw their energy from a different source. They pursue solitary activities. They work quietly alone, reading, meditating. They recharge their batteries by being alone, like we explained. But introverts experience loneliness even when they're in a crowd. They feel alone even when surrounded by a lot of people, but especially strangers. That's by sometimes introverts by a wedding, they get disconcerted or disoriented. Introverts need to find quiet places, solitary activities to recharge their batteries. So the question though is, does an extrovert have an introverted side? And doesn't an introvert have an extroverted side? Of course they do. But this is their preference. This is just simply their preference overall. So that's something to understand. The key words to explain this is that an extrovert is interested in sociability. Extrovert is interested in breadth, while introverts more in depth. Extrovert has a multiplicity of relationships. Introverts have limited, narrow one-to-one type relationships more. And going to NNS, which we talked about in last year and most of this year, is also a very important aspect over here. This creates, if you understand this, this will help bridge the gap between people very, very much. Again, the S wants facts, trusts facts, remembers facts. Based on experiences, earthbound, grounded, down to earth. They're terrestrial, not extraterrestrial. When they talk to people, they're interested in their experience. What happened to them? What's the story? What took place? How did they get there? They notice actual things and they deal with the actual. And they remain in reality and they're like no nonsense generally, no nonsense type of people. The language that inspires an intuitive, the N, has no ring for the S. The S doesn't really deal with it. They don't like, for example, fiction. What do I need to read a novel for? It didn't happen. You know, that doesn't interest me. An N, an intuitive, says no, it has ideas and thoughts and concepts in there. So you see, that's like a very common difference between the two. An S may have sensations, but they don't pay much attention to them. They don't deal with inner voices. They just deal with what's the reality of an environment and they deal with it accordingly. An intuitive is different. They live in anticipation and with possibilities and things that could happen. So the idea is S's are more based on the wisdom of the past. They want to be realistic. N's more are in hunches and future, they're more speculative. And those are the key differences between N and S. And as if it's not clear to you at this point in time, don't get discouraged. As we go along, it'll become much more natural and easy to you. And you'll see this in your own children, in your own kids, and in your own people interaction that you react with. And it'll be very, very refreshing and even eye-opening and enlightening between the two. You see, again, going back into learning, I just can't help just pointing it out. You have the Sefer Tzvas Emes, right? You have his Pirish on Gemara, which is very straight, the deeper shot in the Gemara in a beautiful, beautiful way. And then you have the Tzvas Emes on Chumash. That's very deep with Midrashim and deep concepts. Here's a tzaddik that knew both worlds. The Tzvas Emes on Chumash is like an N world, an intuitive world. Similar to that is the Svarim of, let's say, Rav Tzadik HaKayin. Like I said, the Wolfson's Torah, the Bnei Yisachar, that has illusions and that type of depth and so on and so forth. Though you have more in the S type of world, which is more the Mefarshim, the Rishonim on Gemara, on the Pashtus of the Gemara and certain Mahalachim that way. Chassam Sofer has both. Has beautiful, beautiful, down-to-earth tshuvas on halacha and things like that, and also very deep underneath the surface. An S is more prone to enjoy the pashup shat and the literal translations of how to learn Gemara or Chumash in a very clear-cut way, what the pasuk means, and is not so inclined to learn these other deeper drushes that don't fall into the pshat. While ends do. And again, in Chazal, you can't categorize them. They're above and beyond, and everything applies. That's a beautiful thing. So, be Mamshech Be'ez Hashem in the upcoming Shir, going through the third difference, which is the difference between a T and an F. Bracha V'Hatzlacha.